Happy March, the month where we celebrate women in business on the Julie Tussey Show. Today, I have a fantastic young lady. She is a rock star in real estate. Her name is Amanda Stepp Markham, and what a powerhouse and wealth of knowledge. This amazing, successful woman is going to inspire you to get into everything you want to do to make your life better today. This podcast is for you. Welcome to the Julie Tussey Show.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glam pin.
Get on the Julie Tussey train. We're going somewhere, baby. I'm Julie Tussey, teaching you how to pull yourself up by your thigh-high bootstraps.
Pop the glam pain. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show live guest, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much, everybody. Welcome back to the Julie Tussey Show. We have been having a time on the Julie Tussey Show. We did Fit and Fabulous January. We did Love Month for February. So all those wonderful things going on. And now guess what? It's March. Happy March. And here's what March holds on the Julie Tussey Show. Number one, it holds spring. Number two, it's National Nutrition Month. Number three, it's a month dedicated to women in business. Woo woo! It's St. Patrick's Day in March, which is my birthday, March 17th, and the day we on the Julie Tussey Show are declaring as National Bombshell Day. That's right, you heard it here first. And I have a bombshell in the studio with me today. What do I consider on the Julie Tussey Show to be a bombshell? It's a woman who has integrity, kindness, compassion, and loves and supports others, especially women. She rocks womanhood, wifehood, and motherhood. She rocks fitness, fashion, and glamour, and she rocks business and family. And it is Women in Business Month. So today in the studio, I have none other than Amanda Markham, and she is a rock star realtor. Welcome, Amanda. How
Thank
are you?
Thank you so much. Quite an introduction.
Yeah. I had to get all that in there because I created it all. You know what I mean?
She comes in.
Yeah, you come in the studio, and I'm typing like, okay,
she rocks. I'll take it. Thank you.
But a lot of exciting things going on. One of the things that is my heart in the Julie Tussey Show is I'm all about women, and I love when I see successful women. And I've been watching you, and I've been like cyber stalking you for a while. I think one time I was in a restaurant, and you were sitting across the other side of the restaurant, and I remember seeing you and thinking, oh my gosh, she's such a beautiful and striking woman. You really are.
Thank you.
You're rocking the bombshell, baby. So you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
But one of the greatest things that I've noticed about you is you are a go-getter. I can tell that you are. This is the first time we've met in person, and I'm so excited. But I wanted to have you on for Women in Business because I think that you're doing great things. So a lot of the listeners, of course, may not know you, and hopefully the people that do know you are going to get to hear this because they're going to share it on Facebook.
Yeah, you got it.
But can you take just a few minutes here and give yourself an intro? Mm-hmm. Tell the listeners what it is that you do and a little bit about yourself.
Yep, absolutely. My maiden name was Stepp, so I go by officially Amanda Stepp Markham, and I have been a realtor in Madison County since 2008. I guess I started my classes in 2007 and been working full-time since then. I'm a broker, and I run a team now. So I have five salespeople that work with me, And we're just a big team that support each other. And we have two administrative staff people. And I also work under the brand of the brokerage of the company Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Foster Realtors, which my grandmother has been a part owner for 40, 50 years, some ridiculously long amount of time. But so she owns the company, and then I've got my team underneath the brand. And I have been married for almost 4 years now to my husband, Jack Markham. And we have four fur babies that I live for, pretty much. And we, I've got two, well, I guess technically two inside cats, two outside cats, and two dogs, a French bulldog and a German shepherd. And we have just a real estate business, and we were in the car business, but now we just do houses. And I don't know, that's pretty much mostly about me. I did graduate from the University of Florida, so I am a Gator. Unfortunately, people don't like to hear that.
We're very accepting and loving on the Julie Tussey Show all sports teams.
Okay.
Unless they're really, really bad, then we might have to.
Yeah, yeah. No, the Gators are always pretty good, so okay, good. They're just a big competitor. But that's that was a huge game changer in life. Altering, just going there for 4 years. It was such an honor to be accepted. It's really hard to get into, so it was a really cool experience. Yeah.
So are you from Madison
Florida.
County?
Oh, no.
Okay, so you're from Florida.
Yeah, I was
okay.
born and raised, and my parents still live in the house I grew up in Orlando.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I've sung in Orlando.
Really?
Yeah. Years ago, you were probably a child, but I'm only 30. Let's not forget that.
Yeah. But it was a great place to grow up, but it's full of tourists who can't drive, and it's hot all year round. I tell people all the time that I complain that, like, all summer, your legs, like, sweat to your seats in the car. And, like, it just, you can't take it. I couldn't take it. So after college, I packed up my kitties and moved up here and wanted to see what my granny was doing. And that's when I got my real estate license. I didn't go to school for it or anything. So
oh, that's
it was
amazing.
Just happened, really. Pretty random.
I probably should have done that, but I may not be, you know, everything that I am now if I would have done this. But when I was 21 or 20, maybe I was 19. I was very young, and my friend started her own Century 21, and I used to babysit for her, and she asked me if I'd become a realtor with her, and I was like, no. I didn't think I could do it, but now I'm kind of living vicariously through you, because I would love to be a realtor. I just don't have time.
Yeah.
You know how that is. Like, you have to choose your battles.
Absolutely. And a lot of people don't realize that there's so many, and I've seen just in my 11 years of being in the business, so many people come and go,
because
it takes different types of personalities, but it really takes someone to be a great salesperson. They have to be able to mimic and mirror the people that they're with.
So exactly.
Not necessarily break
Boy,
out a British.
We talk about that.
Yeah, not necessarily break out a British accent, but you don't really need to talk
hey,
like,
mate, you need to buy this house.
Yeah. I could do that too, but you know, you got to get pretty close and mirror their energy and their, you know, their dialect a little bit. And, you know, that's really hard for a lot of people to do, I have found. And then there's so many, like, it's so technology-based.
Oh.
I've seen a lot of people struggle who refuse to get on board and learn the technology part of it. I mean, it's you have to be, like, actually, like, really good on the computer.
Yes.
Surprisingly, people don't realize that. No one tells you
really?
That.
Like, really?
Yeah. Or else you have to pay someone to do it for you, but you can make a lot more money if you just learn it and do it yourself.
Yes, so. Exactly, because the job's going to have requirements of time, and it's better if the time spent by you is making money,
exactly.
Right? Rather than, I always try to do as much as I can. I've gotten to a place in my life, though, where it's better for me to, like, hire a housekeeper and things like that.
But that's not your,
like,
highest and best
smart.
Use of time.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I love that you think that way.
Yes.
I think that way a lot, and I've learned a lot from Gary that way. He's like, my time is money.
Yes.
And my time is valuable, and so many people don't see that. So I love that.
Yeah. Now, I'm all about that too.
What was your dream when you were a child?
I can't remember if I even really had one. I went to school. I used to like politics for like a hot second. Literally, I changed my major first semester freshman year. I went from poli sci to geological sciences. I've always liked science, but I remember. I wanted to go into, like, something with, like, jewelry design and jewelry. I used to watch, like, HSN all night, like, jewelry.
No, wanted your own line.
Yeah, yeah. So I wanted to go to, I majored in geology, and that's what I graduated with. But in science, you can't do anything without a PhD. And so I was just tired of being a poor college kid. But I really, yeah. I still really love jewelry a lot. But I never really had like a huge passion growing up. I did know that I did want to do something entrepreneurial because my dad, he's like the epitome of an entrepreneur. Like literally barely graduated high school, can't hardly spell very well still, but he was the star of the basketball team, so they graduated him.
Right.
And he's from Martin County, Kentucky, and worked and he's world famous in offshore boat racing and boat design and engineering and all that stuff. So I knew I wanted to do something where I could, the smarter and harder I worked, the more money I could make, where there wasn't a cap to my success. That's what he always taught me. So I didn't have a specific dream. I just figured it'd work out, and it did.
I think that parents who are entrepreneurs tend to raise children that see it clearly and know that they could do it.
Yeah.
We have 19-year-old twins. They're still at home. And our son, he's like, Mom, I just can't live with the thought of being a slave to someone else. Mm-hmm. But he's seen how we've been self-employed his whole life.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I have to find something to do that I can be my own boss.
Yeah.
And I love that about him. And he's actually got his head on straight. And I think that when you start young, it really benefits you.
Yeah. So, well, and he's probably seen with you all too, and the same with my family in the boat industry and with real estate, how the overall economy affects entrepreneurs and self-employed families so much.
Oh, yeah.
It was devastating many years ago when the Depression started. And it devastated everybody. Period. No matter if you had tons of savings or not. And so it's a good thing to show them that. But I also think it's a good reminder, you know, and help make it a teachable moment that, okay, yeah, things are great right now, but you need to be saving your face off, because it will be bad again.
I know. I'm like, man, now that I'm 3,500 times, if I would have saved $20 a week.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. We wouldn't have had to sell this or do that.
Yeah, because we really took a hard hit when that happened. We lost everything, a brand new $300,000 house, brand new cars. We lost everything, and we've had to rebuild it. It's taken, 10, 11 years to rebuild. But so, we try and teach them that.
Yes,
but
definitely make that a teachable moment, I would say, because I was old enough to appreciate it when my parents lost everything too.
Yeah. So. Well, they were too little to remember the pain.
Well, I understand. It's hard when you're that age.
So we're trying to tell them, you know how it is, but sometimes people have to learn the hard way. We're working with them, and it's I would not give up the life of independence for anything. I've done several things. You know, I started out at McDonald's like most young people do, and I actually started working when I was 11, babysitting, and I never have not worked.
Yeah.
But it's not always been a clock job, and mostly not. Now, I'm glad. I look back over my life, and I'm happy that I made these choices.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
As I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
So, how long did you say you've done real estate?
I started in 2008. So 11 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're so young. How old are you?
32. It was my first, first career out of college, which is really rare because I see probably more than 90% of realtors, it's either after they retired or their third career or, this was literally my only career right out of college. I graduated. Actually, I did wait tables at the Madison Gardens for 6 months, which I do also recommend that anyone in any kind of sales job wait tables because you learn so much. It's not even funny. Yeah.
Yeah, I did that too.
Yeah. A smile goes a long way. Yes. And a yes, of course.
Yes. And absolutely. I can do that for you. Yes. I'm not going to argue with you because you're a jerk. I'm not going to.
Yep,
you know what I mean?
You
have to learn people skills.
Yeah.
They're so important.
And holding your tongue.
Oh, isn't that the hardest thing?
Yeah. Actually, I think I'm getting worse at it the older I get. No, I don't know.
Be warned.
It's hard.
I'm in the middle of menopause now. And it is true. I'm going to write a book Oh, I don't even know if you want to know this about me, Amanda.
Oh, I do.
I'm going to write a book called I Got Menopause, So I Got Rid of My Bucket List and I Got a Beep It List.
Oh, I love it. That'll work.
You actually just get this attitude. So, yeah. So, thank God I had years and years of discipline or a lot of people would be getting told off.
I love it.
You know, it's like your patience for that. You're just like, I don't care what you think.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, and you can't be that way in business.
No, you cannot. You just have to suck it up and put a smile on.
Yep, suck it up, buttercup.
And then, unfortunately, when you get home, your husband gets to hear about it, and you're like, listen to this. These men.
And then they hate it, and they don't want you to do that job anymore because they're like, people are mean to my wife.
Not my husband. He learns how to just tune it out. He's used to it.
Yeah. Well, you know, men have that thing where they want to fix everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I've had to tell Gary, honey, I just need you to listen.
Just listen.
Yes, yeah. Because I
have to get it out or I'll explode.
I do. But... Right. Because men, they don't have to do that.
No.
Everything stays in there.
Yeah. And then, I think for a couple days and then they explode like 5 days later. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
I know.
I got over that 5 days ago.
I know.
Exactly. What?
Exactly. When they're silent, you think they don't care and they're actually processing deeply. Processing.
Slowly.
Getting ready for revenge.
Yeah. Yes,
but women were like, right then, now. And then it's over.
Yeah.
It's all over.
Like,
I'm better
good.
Now.
What's
Thank
next?
You. I said it. It's over.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, so you said you came back to visit your granny and she was in real estate.
Yes.
What was it about what you saw with her that made you decide to do it?
Well, it wasn't. My first real like aha moment was when I went to take the classes at APAS Weichel in Lexington. Back then, they didn't have internet
in the
classes.
Day.
Yeah. We actually had to go and sit in a room with no windows all day. It was awful. And being from Florida, I need like sunlight. So it was,
I know.
It was like a dungeon with wood paneling. And
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it was awful. Do it online now if you can. But after the first day, I was just like, oh my gosh, like this is so for me. I was so excited about doing something different all day and like meeting different people every day. And like one of the things I'm really passionate about, animals. And so like every time I get to, and it's really if you think about it, like it's really a huge thing when someone invites you in your home, like to sell it.
Yeah.
It's so personal. Like if I really think about how honored, you know, I feel when that happens and how big of a deal it is, especially if they haven't ever sold, that's the first time sellers, which are my favorite, or they haven't sold in a really long time, I get to like make that experience for them and I can, you know, guarantee they're going to have the best experience ever. And to be able to create that for someone is huge because a lot of people have terrible experiences. And so I love that I get to, you know, meet, like be honored enough to like be invited into people's houses. And then no matter what kind of animal they have, well, cats and dogs, not,
tigers and black panthers and lizards.
Yeah. Right. Well, if it's a cat or a dog, it's on my lap like the whole time that I'm with, because I love meeting people's pets just as much as people.
Oh, I love that.
So that's one of the cool things is just meeting different people all day, every day and having a different schedule. And yeah, it's really like crazy. Because I'm blessed to be busy, so you know it's very demanding and it's very long hours, but it's very rewarding, and so I'm very very thankful for that, and that was what really attracted me to it. It was just the randomness all day. I went on one job interview after college with my bachelor's in geology, and they were like, "Okay, you'll sit at this table and make maps," and I was like, "No." That was the exact opposite of why I did geology, because we used to go on field trips. We were never in the classroom. Like, to study it, you had to, like, go outside.
Right, right.
And, like, I was like, no, my personality, if anyone's ever heard of the Tony Robbins DISC profile.
Yeah, I love him.
I'm a high D and I, so I'm a driver. So I'm, like, super, like you
motivated.
Said, go-getter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, self-motivated. And then an influencer. So I guess I can convince people of things. But, I mean, that's just my style and, like, sitting at a desk.
That's me too.
Oh,
did you know that?
I would cry.
Yeah, we are very similar.
Yeah, I can tell.
Although my go-getterness gets a little tired now.
Mine does too, when it's so many days in a row.
Yeah,
I have to take a day off.
I have to have a day off here and there, and then I'm ready to go again.
Yeah.
I always say, I'm not building a business. I'm building an empire.
Exactly. You know what exactly. I mean? Yeah.
So,
yeah, for
I don't
sure.
know. It's so funny. Life is funny.
It is.
My cousins say I can never do anything in a small way, so that's why I have two sets of twins. You know, it's like
oh my
insane.
God.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's crazy. Well, my husband told me a long time ago that he was like, everything you just do it like, just like full out, like to the max. And I'm like, well, yeah, like I grew up dancing. Like,
you how had can to you
do
not?
It. Like, yeah, you, when we did, you learned your routine, you did it full out. And then if this transition or whatever didn't work and you tried it full out 50 times, then the instructor would adjust it and change it so it would work. But like, I'm just used to like, balls to the wall. I mean, yep. Like I yep. say that all the time.
I know. I know.
That's
I know.
Just how I am.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a short break and get some more great information from Amanda on being a realtor rock star. We'll be right back.
I want this one to be like, in a world of haters, be a lover. I'm here to show you how to do that.
We are aging wells on the Julie Tussey Show. Voted top cosmetic surgeon, Dr. Henry Wells is available to help you age wells too. WellsPlasticSurgery.com, an official sponsor of the Julie Tussey Show. Here to show you the impossible is possible if you only believe.
And we're back. That was a great break. I had so much fun. I hope you got some great information from those beautiful and wonderful commercials. So I'm here with Amanda Stepp Markham, and she is truly, now I say it and we giggle a little bit and tee hee because there's always shenanigans on the Julie Tussey yeah. Show, but I really do look at you as a real estate rock star. I love that you're 32 and you've been in it for 11 years. You're doing fantastic.
Thank you.
I, of course, have been stalking you, cyber stalking you, wink wink. And you know, just I've just been drawn to you. I could tell that you were a person of interest, and like you said, I can tell you have this go-getter. I love that. I would rather have a stallion that has to be bridled in than yeah. a dead horse you're trying to get to do something yep. in yep. life. So we talked about how long you've been doing this and what made you decide to get in it. This is probably yeah. Answered already in our previous questions, but who was your role model?
My dad would be the number one role model in my life as an entrepreneur, and he's just a rock star in every way. He's literally the coolest person I know. One cool fact that I always love to share about my dad was he was the first man to go over 100 miles per hour in a V-bottom boat. He's been racing boats since he was in his teens. Wow. And he's in his mid-70s now, so he's seen it all and done it all, and it's so funny because he's always owned his own business, too, but he's not great at the managing of people. He's mm-hmm. very like, if you mess up, pack your tools, you're gone. And
yeah.
I'm like, Dad, you can't, you gotta give him a second chance.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like,
at least two.
Yeah. But he is just like, nope, it's, this is how it is.
My way or the highway.
You're done. Yep. Yeah. But
I know.
He's just been so successful and he's just very smart. So he's my number one role model. And then obviously he couldn't have done what he did without my mom's support. She's like the backbone.
The woman behind yes. the man.
Yes. yes. She yeah. did all the finances and everything, which my dad would have had to hire out. And then you can't trust anybody to do that stuff. So
I know.
They made a great team together in their business forever. And then my grandmother, my last role model as in real estate. So she's aww. Always been very influential. And she can... I'm trying to find the word without the cuss word in it. But she can, like a great salesperson, she can mingle and get along with anybody in any crowd. And I uh-huh. think that's pretty cool.
Schmooze. She
yes.
can schmooze really well. You really have to have all of that.
Yeah.
I think that real estate can be very competitive.
Yes, it is.
And that, there was a question that Gary said, he said, I should ask you, tell me about your value of association and collaboration.
Value and
do you think that you really have to get along with other realtors, or is it yeah. like a cutthroat thing out there?
No, because, and actually my husband taught me this a long time ago. He's like, every time a realtor calls you, you need to answer the phone and be like, hey, it's so good to hear from you. What are you going to sell of mine today? Like,
right.
he's like, the more positive and excited and friendly you are, they're going to want to sell your listing. Like, their buyers are going to send them this list and they're going to be like, oh, we got to see Amanda's first. She's going to make it so easy and so fun and so awesome to sell her listing. And so that's one of my personal goals is to, I mean, there are several people who... And like I said, I forget.
And we shall not name
yeah.
names until
yeah.
we do our expose,
yeah,
our scathing
yeah.
expose.
Exactly. I mean, there are some that I can just, like, we get in a whatever about, and then, but literally, give me a year, and I literally forgot what I was mad at them about.
Me too.
I'm
isn't
so
that
bad
funny?
About that. Yeah.
I am too. I'm like well, oh, they did that?
Yeah. And then like a year later, I'm like, I can't remember why I was mad at them. So, oh, well, we're over
I
now.
Love that. I love that because it makes it so you can go on.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew this. I did. I decided to do hair in my early 20s because uh-huh. I knew that if I had something like that to fall back on.
Yeah.
If I didn't make it as a singer,
yeah,
I could still feed my kids.
Yeah.
So, but hairdressers are very not like realtors.
No.
They're very competitive, and there's even something called hairdresser adultery. Did you know that?
No, I've never heard
of
that.
Yeah, like if you go to me all the time, and then you go over to Sally Sue and cheat on me.
Oh, snap.
There's like this whole mentality.
Do people like talk and like you find out, or do you?
Oh, all the hairdressers know where their clients are going. Isn't that wild?
Wow.
So I could see that if I was booked up and say you were a hairdresser and my client went to you, but I got 3% or 10% or 50% of what you made, like realtors split there.
Yeah.
I think that would help.
Yeah. That would help. Yeah, absolutely.
You heard it on the Julie Tessie show. We have a whole new way to do hair.
Yeah.
Everybody could get along. There'd be no competition. But I think that in real estate, that it's really cool that you get to go in and make a percentage, like you split the percentage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the seller pays the whatever the percentage is. We're not really supposed to discuss that, but the amount. And everyone charges different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I charge all my clients the same, so it's fair because Madison County is a really small area. But, you know, with that, you get like my 110% service of, you will be super, super happy.
Yes.
And it comes with a lot of experience, too. I've sold over 1,100 houses now. So,
oh, wow, girl.
I mean, I just, not that I know everything, but I know a lot. I can find an answer.
You know, I know you work with Don Foster, who's our realtor.
Yeah.
And shameless plug, we have 116 Glen Eagles Boulevard for sale in Richmond, Kentucky.
In
and
Boone's
it's a spec
Trace.
Home in Boone's Trace, gated community, golf course,
pool.
Pool. And great neighbors. The people out there are awesome. And it's I think it's such a hot spot halfway between Lexington and Richmond.
It is. And now that they've really worked on the clubhouse, it's been a game changer out there because it was very dead for a long time.
Yeah.
But with the new ownership and everything, I mean, they've got like food there, activities. It's very much kids, adults. There's a lot of, not cliques, but just groups of like, there's like the ladies group, the men's group, you know, the family group. Like, it's a really cool place. I know lots of houses
there. And their cheeseburgers are really good.
Yeah.
And their french fries are really good.
And the golf
and I don't eat
awesome.
Like that a lot, but and I don't eat my buns, so that justifies
that
eating that way.
Yeah.
But you should just buy that house just to go have a cheeseburger every Friday.
Well, how about if someone comes and buys the house, you buy them a cheeseburger?
Okay, we'll do that.
That's
we'll
an
do
incentive.
That.
And their realtor.
Well, since you work with Don, I'm inviting you to go ahead and sell that house for us.
Okay.
And if you're listening, this is March 2018.
Yes.
So, I really truly expect it to be sold by the end of March.
I would think so. The market is picking up, and there's some sort of, I can't remember what it was, incentive that they offer out there. If you buy a house in Boone's Trace, they give you maybe a month or something of golf membership.
Oh, nice.
There's something
Thank
like that.
You. I'm glad to know that.
Yeah, you might call it the clubhouse. I can't remember what it was. I should know that. But they have some sort of special like that for new people who buy
okay.
in. Yeah.
All right. Well, I will check that out. Yeah, we're taking our company. We've been entrepreneurs for years, and we've been doing, of course, when we lost everything, we had to go to a lot more home remodels instead of new builds. So this is the first new build we've done in a long time.
That's awesome.
And I got to be the interior designer.
That's so
fun. Of course, we designed the home.
Uh-huh.
And
the floor plan?
You have to come and see it. It's got an east wing and a west wing.
Love it.
And I am notorious for having twins, so it has like twin vanities, two sets of twin chandeliers, twin hot water heaters. There's some other things. And I didn't even realize it was happening as we built the house. This house is divine, and you know what? It's really good for someone who's disabled too.
Yeah, is it like wide
Yeah, because
hallways?
It's a sprawling ranch.
Yeah,
everything's wide.
Yeah,
and
that's awesome.
A bathtub. I literally put a chandelier where you see it when you're laying in the bathtub, and it's like a spa. The bathtub.
You can't have too many chandeliers.
No, there's like five in this house, plus the one on the front porch.
Oh, nice. I love it.
See, it's a big blonde baby.
It's
a big blonde baby house, totally. But yeah, I'm looking forward to you coming out to see it. It's going to be great.
I'll make sure I'll let you know.
I would love for you to sell it. So you go for it, girlfriend. You go for it. What do you do? Well, before we go to that question, I did want to ask you, if someone was listening today and they've thought about selling real estate for a living, what would you say to them?
I would say to shadow someone first for a month, so they can see you know, like I said before about the technology, it's a lot more. You have to be very, very proficient on the computer. You really do. I mean, we write up
and marketing.
Yes. Well, and that's like a whole nother thing that would have been really handy if I majored in college in, but that wasn't, I guess we had it. But anyway, so yeah, so marketing and technology really, I mean, you can pay a marketing firm and kind of to handle that. And if you work for a great brokerage, or if you join a team, like I cover all the marketing for all the agents that work on my team, so they don't have to know any of that. But they still don't have to know how to be proficient on the computer. We write all of our offers and we do all of our paperwork all online through an electronic signature system, you know,
MLS. I love that.
It's the bomb, I know. I remember the days when we didn't have that. But so I would shadow an agent for at least a couple of weeks, someone who does it full time. And then, you know, it's also very hard to be a part-time agent because you're not ever off.
You're on call.
Yeah, you're on call 7 days a week. If that doesn't suit, it's not for you.
Right.
Like you could, and there's other jobs within the business. Like I have a transaction coordinator, and so she just works Monday through Friday because that's when, you know, she handles the paperwork. She talks to attorneys and appraisers and bankers, and they all do that stuff during the week. So there's jobs like that. My assistant, she works during the week, of course. Then there's, you know, you can be like a showing agent. I've heard people in different areas, it's not happening here too much yet, but people, you're a realtor, but you don't actually like do any of the paperwork or anything. You just show the houses for another agent. So you kind of like tag team together like that.
I would be really good at that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like the Vanna White of showing. Ask Don, because when he's out there doing an open house, I'm almost running over him to show people.
You're like, wait, look at this chandelier. And Don's
look at this closet.
Yeah, look at these floors.
yeah. Don Foster's cool, though.
No, he's the bomb.
Yeah, he's the bomb, but he's not us.
No,
you know, he's not Vanna White, and I can see that my Vanna Whiteness comes out. I'm like... And poor Don.
I know.
He just steps back and loves me.
Yeah, I would imagine, because I'm the same way. I'm always like, Don. And he's like, okay, well, we'll think about that.
He's like a rock, isn't he? He's like steady.
Yeah.
Steady.
And I'm like, high, low.
Yeah, you could tell him you want $100 million, and he'd have the same reaction as if you said, whatever.
Yeah. He's like, okay, that sounds good. We'll look into it.
Yeah, I know. He's amazing.
Thanks, Don.
Well, I think that's great advice. I really do. And so I'm glad that we are giving people that information, because so many people do start in real estate and then they don't last very long. And that's why, I mean, I would love to do it, but I just know I don't have that kind of commitment.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to do interiors and design houses and help my husband build houses.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel like that's a really good fit for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I could show houses if I need to. I'll just come and train with you for a month.
Yeah, and then you'll just show the houses. That'll work. Yeah.
What do you do for fun?
Well, I love golf. I'm very competitive, so obviously that I've played since I was two. So I love golf, and we have a lake house at Lake Cumberland, and we have a powerboat that my dad built, an offshore high-performance velocity powerboat. Yeah. And so we enjoy love being at the lake. I love doing just anything outside in the summer. I mean, nothing like camping or anything like that. Nothing where there could be snakes, but boating and golfing.
Or no electricity, or no pillow top mattresses.
Yeah.
What about the people that fan us and peel our grapes? I mean, I can't live without those things.
I know. For sure. It made me think of that song, Peel Me a Grape.
Yeah.
I haven't thought of that in forever. But yeah, so that's pretty much, I guess I don't really have any hobbies in the winter, except I just try to like work my face off so that in the summer I can go to the lake every weekend that I can.
How nice.
Yep.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you.
I really, really appreciate. Tell us again where you're working at and if somebody wants to list a house here in Madison County, how they can reach you.
Absolutely. I am with the Markham Sold team at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Foster Realtors, and our website is www.markhamsold.com, MARCUMSOLD.com, and my email is amanda@markhamsold.com, and my phone number is 859-353-2853.
Well, that's fantastic.
Thanks.
Thank you, Amanda.
Yeah, thank you.
It was great. Great to get to know you. We'll have to do lunch sometime.
Yep, and, that sounds like a plan.
But actually, I expect to see you out at the house real soon.
Yes, I am going to see it. I'll let you know. Will you meet me up
there
and show it to me?
That's right. Yeah. Yes, I can practice my showing skills.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to The Julie Tussey Show. Please do let your friends and family know about The Julie Tussey Show. Leave us a great review and definitely share the joy. I'm telling you, we are having a great time here on The Julie Tussey Show, and our heart is that you become part of it and that your life becomes better. You only get one life to live. Remember to live it to the fullest.
After a week of hearing hundreds of I can'ts, I'm here today to tell you, you can. Find us on social media at facebook.com/The Julie Tussey Show and Instagram, The Julie Tussey Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell. There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on The Julie Tussey Show. For gorgeous designer-inspired jewelry with a fantastic price, go to julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com. Again, that's julietussey.mypremierdesigns. Jewelry you're going to love to live with. Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get fit.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampaign. If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.